You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
You're listening to the Continental Tires AFL Trade Radio podcast.
Yeah, I've got Dave Trotter from Hemisphere Management Group. Dave, you got them all done?
They got done, yeah. We had to wait to the last few minutes, but got them all done, which is good. Other than, look, we had Elliot Himmelberg that we talked about earlier, had an opportunity, but we knew from sort of yesterday that that one wasn't in play today.
We saw you in the Port Adelaide rooms very late in the piece. Obviously, you had Xavier Dursma that was crossing across to Port Adelaide. It looked like you were imploring them to get something done. What was that about?
Yeah, look, it was more just communicating. I think the clubs tell each other their position, and it's probably more just, you know, making sure that they actually know what the position is and that it's real. And I think Port were really good. Like, they wanted to get as much out of it as they could. And, you know, lucky for X, they've given him an opportunity to move, and he's very grateful.
Jacob Kosicki got his wish to get to the Tigers. Tell us about that one.
Yeah, that's great for Cozzy. And like, credit to Hawthorn, they got a lot done in this period. So I think there was a bit of a hold-up in some different picks, and they originally wanted some futures. And then I think once they got a couple of things done, that move. But Cozzy excited. He's black in the yellow and black. He grew up at Albury Tigers, so he said, I know I look good in the colours, so he's looking forward to it.
You know that neck of the woods quite well, Trots. But what about Massimo D'Ambrosio? Not your direct client, Julian Petrarca looks after him, but he got his wish to get to Hawthorn as well.
Yeah, Jules did well on that one. So, no, that was great, like, for Mass. And credit to Essendon, I just think, you know, they didn't want to lose him ideally. It's sort of been talked about enough, the situation with getting a bit more security at Hawthorn. I think that's what he's taken. And as I said, just credit to the clubs for getting it done.
Thanks for joining us, Dave. And thanks for your time throughout the course of the past 3 weeks on Trade Radio.
No worries. Thanks, guys.